A French policeman has been killed near Paris, and the Prime Minister of Spain says the killers belong to the Basque separatist group, ETA. French police have arrested one person. He is said to have identified himself as an ETA member. If ETA is behind the crime, it would be the first time in the group's 41-year struggle for Basque independence from Spain that it has killed a French officer. From Barcelona, the world's Jerry Haddon reports that the killing is just the latest incident involving ETA outside of Spain.
Earlier this month, Spanish and French authorities captured ETA's military leader and an alleged hit squad in northern France. Spanish Interior Minister Alfredo Rubalcaba said they'd cut off ETA's head and feet in one blow. We're taking out ETA's players on the field and those warming up on the sideline, said the minister. We're dismantling the group's entire structure, and we won't stop until we've put an end to this once and for all. France has long been a haven for ETA members, but this latest bust has investigators looking at another country across the Atlantic. Turns out one of the detainees lived for years in exile in Venezuela. By coincidence, that hit the papers just as a top Spanish judge was accusing Venezuelan intelligence agents of training ETA members, along with members of the Colombian rebel group, the FARC, in bomb-making and assassinations. ETA members, the judge alleged, were to return to Spain to kill, among others, visiting Colombian dignitaries. Colombia and Venezuela have a long-standing, acrimonious relationship. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez quickly dismissed any link between his government and Colombian or Basque criminals.
Me parece tan estúpido eso que no hay ni que responder.
It's such a stupid idea, he said, that I won't even respond. When Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero suggested Chavez should reconsider, Chavez told him to put it in writing.
Espero que usted mande entonces una carta de manera oficial, ¿eh?
Spanish and Venezuelan diplomats have sought to smooth over the issue by issuing a joint condemnation of terrorism. But then last Thursday, the Venezuelan link came up again. In Portugal, another alleged ETA fugitive was caught trying to flee to Caracas with a fake passport. Spanish Interior Minister Rubalcaba is now demanding explanations from Chavez.
Para esa investigación necesitamos la colaboración de Venezuela, y eso sí que se le puede pedir.
We have the right to ask for this cooperation emphatically, he says. Venezuela must cooperate with Spanish justice. But the more Spain demands, the more Chavez digs in his heels, so far at least.
Quien más perdería sería España.
Venezuela's president is now warning Spain not to push the issue too hard. Spain will come out the loser, he says. It has a lot of investments in Venezuela, in our oil and natural gas. Spanish fossil fuels giant Repsol is a major player in Venezuela. It has contracts there worth millions of dollars. The United States also buys a lot of Venezuelan oil. The U.S. considers ETA a terrorist organization, but Venezuela is not on the U.S. list of countries that support terrorism. Antonio Maria Diaz is a political science professor at Spain's University of Burgos. He says even though the alleged link between ETA and Venezuela is causing a diplomatic uproar, Latin America will never become a meaningful base of operations for the Basque terrorists. He says ETA is trying to dust off some old-timers who were exiled to Venezuela, and they're doing this because they have a clear lack of recruits here in Spain. Diaz helped with a major study of security threats to Spain over the next decade. ETA is far down on the list. Al-Qaeda and Eastern European mafias, the report says, are bigger concerns. That's in part because the Spanish government has repeatedly taken down ETA leaders over the last few years. So far in 2010 alone, it has arrested 32 suspected ETA terrorists. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.